So welcome to this week's episode of Coffee Talk. If you have just joined, Coffee Talks are our short in-between episodes where we read your user-submitted stories, hang out with friends, talk about witchy pop culture, or even chat to you about what's going on in our personal practices.
If you want to be featured on Coffee Talk, email us at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons, or you can send us your submission on our website, coffeeandcauldrons.com. You can send us your tips, ghost stories, or any kind of funny story that you think that the community would love to hear. Be sure to let us know if we can share your name or if you would prefer to be anonymous. Your social media usernames are also a really good way to get credit. And as a reminder, if you join us on Patreon this month, March 31st, we're going to be having a class with Paula Victoria Dye on palmistry, which is going to be very exciting. That will be at 2 p.m. Eastern time and is available to everyone, library tier and up. Or if you're interested in the class, but you're not interested in Patreon, you can head to our Eventbrite where you can buy just a one-off ticket to the class.
And so if you want to send us a story, but you'd rather do it like in a voice note kind of format, we have a voicemail that you can send your stories to that we're going to be listening to today as well.
Today.
Yeah. And so if you would like to give us a call through our voicemail, the number is 351-207-0799. Now, please keep in mind, there's like a 3-minute kind of window to record your voice note. If you need to call back the number to finish your story, that's completely okay. We will stitch them together.
Yes.
But yeah, we really are excited to hear from you guys. Yeah. But we figured that's what we would do today is listen to your, because we have a lot of them. So
we do. We have a lot of them. We also still have a lot of written stories to go through, mm-hmm. which if you are not interested in sending us a voicemail, you can still email us. Mm-hmm. We're going to read them. I think that's what we're going to do next time. Mm-hmm. So we're still going through all of them. We just haven't done a voicemail one in a bit. So we're going to do that. We thought that would be fun today.
Yeah.
All right. So that being said, we have our first story. I'm going to get it up here so we can play it. All right. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Hi, my name is Erin, and I'm calling to share a story about an interaction with the faith from when I was younger. I have family friends in Skibbereen in County Cork, on the southernmost point of Ireland, and I was very fortunate enough to go visit those friends. While we were down there, we did a lot of sightseeing, a lot of hiking, a lot of walking, and there was a point where there was a fairy circle where my friends, who obviously they were Irish and I was visiting them, they were joking around saying that we should go inside the fairy circle. Unbeknownst to me, as I was 16 years old, I went for it. Because I was 16 in the early 2000s, I was super excited to have a digital camera with me. Upon the rest of the day, we went and did a lot of other sightseeing. We went to see a bunch of castles. The camera worked fully, functionally, everything like that. After we had entered and exited this fairy circle, they did as well. The next day, all of us got up, and I went to go check my bag to go see the picture that I had taken the day before. And never in my life have I seen a digital camera absolutely smashed to bits. The bag was never thrown around. I had looked at it the night before. And the cell phones of the two sisters who I was visiting, their phones were also smashed to bits. So take this as a precautionary warning, whether you live in a place where fairies are celebrated and respected or you're visiting. Don't go on a fairy circle. Just don't. It's not worth it. They're a group of beings that are much more powerful than you are. I hope you like my story. Thanks.
Okay.
Is that our Erin? The Erin.
That is our Erin. That is one of our Patreon members. I have follow up questions that I would like Erin to answer for me in the Discord. The first one is, what the fuck? I want to know, I guess what I want to know is that even if you aren't somebody who takes like fairy circles seriously, why were your friends not somebody who took it seriously if that's like the region they're from and we're like, don't
I know
do that.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, like all these stories, you know, are obviously very prevalent there, and right. I don't know, but they are also teenagers who are like, so stupid.
Especially, like, I know Aaron is about our age, give or take. The idea of losing a digital camera and cell phone, my mom would have killed me. I would have been a dead woman. Well, dead teenager or whatever. I would have been dead.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that would have been the last you ever heard of me. I would not be on this podcast today.
That is, oh, so, my goodness. Like, I don't know. I really am curious about, like, what she felt while she was in the circle. If she, like, felt anything or anything like that. But, yeah. Or, like, was she recording inside the circle? Like,
that's a good point. Follow-up questions, Aaron. We need answers.
Yeah, I want to know if she did capture something, but, you know, it's that grainy sort of quality sort of crap where, you know, you don't really think about it.
This, like, reminds me of something on Facebook I saw, like, 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. There was a Facebook group that was, like, one of those witches and pagans Facebook groups. And this person shared all these pictures of fairies that they caught in their yard. And everybody was like, oh, my gosh, I can see it. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. That is a twig. That's a leaf. And, like, I don't know. I get that, like, fairies are supposed to be pretty innocuous, but
they're very private. But
yeah.
And then also, like, along the lines of, like, photography and stuff, guys, just because there's a sun flare or, like, flare from, like, candles and stuff, like, appearing on your pictures, those aren't fairies. They're not spirits. They're literally just lights from your candles. And it's really bad on the iPhones. Guys. On the iPhones, the mirror is so bad that it literally will capture the lights to, like, the side of your candles. I don't know. It's kind of hard.
She's gaslighting you. This is spiritual gaslighting. Don't listen to her.
I'm a photographer. What would I know? Know nothing. I know nothing.
Lens flares are so, like, annoying.
They're so fake.
And I'm not a photographer like you are.
Lens flares are very annoying. Very.
They are. Anyway, I have follow-up questions, Aaron. So we need to know, one, why it is that your friends, like, push you to do that, teenager or not. Two, how badly were you dead by your mom? Okay? Like, how many times did she kill you? And three, did you capture anything on the camera that you think that could have been the reason for it? Or did you feel anything? So let us know.
Yeah, the audience needs to know.
The audience must know. Mm-hmm. All right, our next one is three parts. So I think that's going to be the only additional that we're going to have time for today, because these are pretty short episodes. Mm-hmm. You ready?
Yep.
Hi, Robin and Maria. I don't know if I'm doing this correctly, but this is my ghost story submission. I have a few, but this one just recently happened this past December. So basically, I live in New York, and our family lives in New York as well. So this year we decided, because the family is growing, that it would be nice to get an Airbnb for the holidays so that no one, you know, is trying to fit everybody into a small Brooklyn apartment to host the holidays, and no one is burdened with the cooking, the cleaning. We can all kind of do it together. So we ended up booking this beautiful home in Calicoon, New York, which is upstate. And in general, I just feel like that area is haunted. As you're driving there, you kind of just feel the land is alive almost. So we pull up to the house. It's a beautiful black house, so it's already giving spooky vibes, and I love it. So it's really big. So there's three floors and a basement unfinished, a beautiful backyard area with a river in the back, which I feel like any source of water kind of helps
bring some activity. So we all arrive and they have this book that's there with the photos of the renovation that the family did. I think the house was built in like the 1800s or something. But it's, I think, seven of us, maybe like 10 adults and four little ones. So the heat wasn't really working. So for the majority of the trip, we were really in the living room area and they had like this old school wooden stove. So we would like have a fire going. It was your quintessential winter holiday escape. Like I was just living my best life and it was everything I had hoped for. First night, we don't really feel anything. So we're all settled in. Second day, it's a random warmer day in December. So it's like 50 degrees. So we decide actually it would be nice to do the bonfire outside. So the guys go to start that fire. It's pretty dark outside at this point. It's like getting dark. And I go to sit with them. And then our relative, she's like an auntie, is inside in the other sitting room with the doors closed, taking a call from Columbia, you know, saying Merry Christmas to the relatives. And then another relative was, oh my gosh, my story just got cut off. I'm really sorry if this is super annoying that it's in two parts. Anyway, I'll try to be fast. So we are all down, like trying to stoke this fire outside. And when I come back upstairs, our auntie was like so spooked, totally white in face, and was like, oh my God, did you see that the lights went out? And so basically the power had gone out in the entire house for a minute. And she was in this sitting area on the phone, but the door doesn't have a latch or anything. Like it just closes, like it doesn't shut in any way. And it's a glass panel door. So just like, you know, shuts, I guess. I don't know how else to explain it. And so when the lights went out, she got up to see what was going on and couldn't open the door. So it was being held closed and she couldn't get out. So she's starting to scream for our other relative, trying to avoid names. But she couldn't hear her and she's screaming and screaming and the door doesn't open. And finally her daughter hears her, comes out and like opens the door, but there is no way for that door to be locked shut. So we're all kind of like freaked out, whatever. And we're starting to talk. And our other relative is like, yeah, on the third floor, I was taking a shower and the door just like slid open. And it's like a plexiglass on a metal kind of track kind of door. And she said that the same thing happened to her. So later that night, we're wrapping presents. The kids are all asleep. So like one family is sleeping with the baby and then my son's dad is sleeping with him on the other floor. So it's just me, the women, and then an uncle wrapping these gifts quietly, like in the middle of the night. So obviously like we're not going to be making any noise because we don't want the kids to wake up and see that the gifts are already there, etc. So we all like finish what we're doing, we go to bed, go to the third floor. And I feel like there's something in my room and I'm so freaked out. But I'm in my head, I'm like, don't give it any, like, don't pay it any mind, right? But it's to the point where I'm like, oh my God, it's like someone watching us from outside. So I'm like literally looking out the window. Like, we live in the city. I'm like, I don't know what people do in the country. Maybe there's someone looking at the house. I don't know. Didn't see anything. And so I'm like, all right, just go to bed. Go to bed. And I hear footsteps in my room, like on the creaky old floor and then down the hallway. And on the third floor in the hallway is the door to the attic. And then I hear someone downstairs slamming doors. So I'm like, what the heck is going on? Then my son, who's five, comes running upstairs to me and is like upset crying and needs to sleep with me. So I'm like, okay, tuck him in with me. Next morning, I'm like talking to the uncle. I was like, were you downstairs still like slamming doors? And he's like, okay, this is 3:30. I'm so sorry. Anyway, so the next day I was speaking to the uncle. We both confirmed it was neither of us. And it was just crazy. Like the house completely became active. And then, like, the next night, we all kind of just, like, stayed up as late as possible and went to bed. But I swear, like, since that point, I felt like something was with us. But it was just super, super freaky. I totally want to book it again. I don't know if everybody else will come. But, yeah, that's my ghost story, one of many. And it was crazy. So I hope you enjoyed it. I'm sorry that it came in three parts. It was long-winded. And I absolutely love your podcast. I love your socials. And just keep up the amazing work. You guys make my day every time I listen. So I hope you have a wonderful day and that this voicemail wasn't insufferable. Okay, bye.
First of all, that was very nice at the end. Thank you so much for saying that. Mm-hmm. That was really sweet.
It was very sweet. Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah. That was insane. Yeah. I think that what would freak me out about that is, first of all, the shower thing. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to take a shower and wash my body in privacy, ghost. Mm-hmm. So why don't you worry about yourself, worry about your own life. Don't look at me. Don't
Are literally one of the worst type of ghosts, like the shower watchers.
Creepy, perverts.
It is gross. It's gross.
It's gross. There's a book. I forget what the book is called, but it's about somebody who is like, it's an autobiography about from the perspective of somebody who is a, like, what's that called? Which Claire is it that you can see dead people? But she's a medium. She sees ghosts everywhere. And one of the things that she says in the book is, if you think that ghosts are not watching you in the shower, you're wrong. And I, when I read that book the first time, when I was like 15, 20, somewhere in that range, because it's an older book. I was like, oh, yeah, that's a really, ew. And then you have these kind of moments, right? And it's like, ew.
But at least the whole haunting aspect wasn't too bad. Like, I can deal with slamming doors and things like that.
I can deal with it, like, but I don't like it.
Yeah. Especially with kids nearby. Especially when you're trying to sleep. That's the worst when you're
trying to sleep. The other thing, you have children and, like, trying to have that conversation with kids about ghosts, you're just going to freak them out more. So, like, there's nothing about that that's like a win.
You always say how much of a trooper this family is, being in upstate New York with no heat.
Yeah, that's crazy. And I love the whole, I don't know how people do in the country. Maybe they're watching me. And there's a real legitimacy to like that intuition that we all have as like human beings, to know something is watching us, because it's that prey predator instinct, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I experience sometimes in my backyard, but we have a lot of spirits and stuff back there, but it's fine. But I'll just be sitting back there and then I just get this like feeling and I'm like, you know, like you're like a deer and you're like looking around and you're trying to see what's going on. Yeah.
By our house, so where we live is like in the mountains, and there's like a long road that everybody drives up and down and we go take walks on. And at the end of the road, it turns to gravel and it leads towards like Forest Service land. And so it's like, it's literally the mountains and there's a road, but it leads to like a hiking trail, like 4 or 5 miles in, et cetera, et cetera. And when it's summertime, we like to walk that way, 'cause there's like a creek that runs through. So you can like go, it's like 2 miles away from our house. And then you can go like play in the water, put your feet in the water, et cetera, and come back. And there's been a few times that I've been out there and I've like felt like something was watching me. And then there's been like mountain lions, not that I have seen, but they've been like a neighbor in the area will have reported seeing mountain lions like an hour later. And I'm just like, glad I didn't die.
I was saying, or like,
there was a bear. There was like a bear one time that just like walked in front of me and I was like, oh, okay. Don't eat me, bear.
I am friend, goodness. Not food.
Yeah, I am friend. Please don't eat me.
But no, I like how they stayed at the like most witchiest house for like Christmas. That's
that they could have possibly found. That's the dream.
That's the dream. A black house, and you're just like, oh, with a stream nearby. And I bet like they were like the most happiest out of all of them, you know, heading into this house.
Probably. Plus, I really just like the whole East Coast black paint thing. Like, mm-hmm. I read something once that they were originally black because of the type of wood that they used or something. And they just like painted them to keep up with it.
Yeah, I think the wood changes color over time to a black.
It's just really interesting. That's an interesting little fact.
Up north, it's actually very smart too, because during like it absorbs heat and like
stuff like that.
I mean, in the south, that's not a great idea. I see black houses occasionally. I'm like, how do you pay for your AC bill? Because couldn't be me. That's so funny. Could not be me.
Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, not only that, but like we talk, then it falls into whole things like insulation and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know you're nearing middle age when this is what you're talking about.
Exactly.
What's your heating bill like?
I did want to say something before we do sign off that my wife, who is constantly... see, she believes in all of this, but she's a skeptic.
But she's like, also she's skeptical.
So skeptical. Okay, so upstairs, like, she has, like, a little video game area, and mm-hmm. she keeps the door open. And it,
her woman cave?
She has to close the door because of shadows walking by the door. And it doesn't happen in any other room. And she's like, I can't explain it. And she's like, it's just a light. It's fine. Like, it's completely fine. I'm like, okay. Sure. Our bedroom door is, like, right here. It doesn't happen, you know, to our bedroom door.
But... she's so funny.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's nothing bad, because I know that everything in her house is safe and stuff, but it's funny seeing her freak out. And I'm like,
she's even so if it like, was... they don't exist.
Well, that, and I'm like, even if it is, like they're friendly, it's fine. And then she's like, but are they? But are they?
My husband does not believe in ghosts either. He says that he doesn't, but then like needs to like dismiss any time I'm like, did you see that? He's like, I didn't see anything because there was nothing to see.
Scarlett and like, Frank, we're throwing you both away.
Throwing them both in the trash. Love them so much. Wish they would shut up.
Just admit what they see.
Like, just admit it. It's okay. There's no harm in being a little afraid of a ghosty ghost. They can be spooky. And they're real. It's okay. That being said, thank you all so much for joining us this week for Coffee Talk. We hope to see you next week for our regular episode. In the meantime, you can check out our website for links to our submission forms, or you can shoot us an email at submissionsofcoffeeandcauldrons.com to tell us any ghost stories, tips, or topics that you think that the community would love to hear. And we are accepting voicemails just like this episode was all about.
Yes. And as always, if you enjoy Coffee and Cauldrons, please take a moment to review us on Apple Podcasts or any type of streaming service. I know Audible has it now and Spotify and all that. But if you want to support us directly, consider joining us on Patreon, where we share articles, special part two episodes, and even have a Spell of the Month box and a Discord community that's full of events.
Huge.
Like, we have so many things going on and
seven
great conversations.
Events a month now.
Yeah.
Seven events.
Yeah.
And constant conversations.
Constant.
That being said, everyone, thank you so much for joining us. Bye.
Bye.